Shinyan Zayin Sif Dalet. Mechaber discusses tying a dli, that's like a bucket, to the be'er, to the well. And he says that you could tie it with a string or the belt, something that's going to be needed for another purpose later on. And we know that even though you make a kesher, tying it there now, that knot is not going to be a kesher shekayama, because you're going to need the string or the belt for other purposes down the road, and therefore you're going to take it out. As opposed to with a rope, there, the Mechaber said you cannot tie with a rope. And even if it's a type of rope that's highly unlikely that you're going to leave it there long term, it has cheshivas for other purposes, it's needed for other things, and therefore you're going to eventually have to take it off and untie and use it for other purposes. Still, they asked, they said it's aser, xero, atu, a rope that's not so cheshiv that you might leave there forever. Because since the derech is, when you tie the pail, the bucket, to the be'er with a rope, you leave it there long term, leave it shokayama forever. So they made xero, not tying with any chavel there, atu, a chavel that could be left there forever. And Mechaber says those are the liam, the buckets, the pills that the derech was to convey it to the bar, attach it to the well long term. It's our buckets nowadays, and nowadays means the times of Shulchan Aruch, that it's not the derech to leave it there long term, attached to the bar. So it's not a kesher kayama, and you could tie it with a rope to the bar, because you're not afraid it's going to be a long term, because it wasn't the derech to leave the pail attached to the bar long term. Sifei, aniva, a bow is mutter, that's not considered a kesher. And the Rama says, even if you make a knot underneath and then a bow on top, a knot with a kesher on top with a kesher below it, and a niva on a bow on top of it, a regular, like you tie your shoes, you make a knot first, then a bow, that's mutter, that's fine. Now, a niva is not considered to be a kesher at all, and the fact that it's flung down the kesher on the bottom, as long as it's meant to be untied that day, so there's no issue. Because kesher kayama, it's not. Ma'is Uman, it's not considered Ma'is Uman, a knot with a bow on top of it. So what's it down to? It's down to those Rishonim hold that's nothing to do with Ma'is Uman, depends how long it's going to be there for. So as long as the knot is being for less than 24 hours, the knot is meant to untie within 24 hours, it's fine. So as long as for less than 24 hours, it's fine. If you have more than 24 hours, then you have a problem according to those Rishonim hold this Issa Drabanan of tying any knot for more than 24 hours. For example, the knots that are made on Lulav, there will be a problem to do on Yom Tov if you only can do on Niva a pure bow. Can make two bows, one on top of the other, but you cannot make a knot with a bow on top of it if a knot's going to be there for more than 24 hours. Siv Vav, the Mechaber says, you can tie a rope in front of a cow that shouldn't escape from the barn. Even if there's two different entrances to the barn, you're tying a rope across on both ends. We're not afraid that maybe you'll untie one of it when the cow has to get out, the par has to get out, and leave the other one permanently there, shakayama, because since it's not the derech in this case, to tie a kashakayama, to tie a rope across permanently, so therefore we're not afraid you're going to leave either of the two ropes there permanently. Mr. Burr says the same thing if you have two ropes by the same entrance, one above, one below, one on top, one on the bottom, because you make just the bottom one, the cow can jump over it, make the top one, the cow's going to go under. So you make a top one and a bottom one. We're not afraid you're going to leave one of the ropes there long term, even when you have to take the cow out. Rather, the assumption is you're going to untie both of them, and therefore there's no issue, no kashash, they end up having kashu kayama, and therefore you can tie these ropes to lock the behema in the barn, and there's no kashash that it's going to become a kashu kayama. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, you can be told to carry with you a chevel shagardi, that's the rope. A gardi is a weaver, that's a valuable type of a rope, and you can use it to tie to an avus and a par. That means the cow, when it has to drink, it drinks from the avus, it's like the trail that it drinks from. And you don't want it to escape, so you have to tie it down over there. So there's no kashash, then you can leave it there long term. And even though there's two knots, one tying the rope to the cow, and one to the avos, where the water is. So you might think there's going to be a chashash, similar to in the previous sif, where there's two doors to the barn. You might have the same type of question over here. Maybe you're going to leave the knot tied to the cow and just untie it from the avos, or vice versa. So Mechaber says that chevel shagardi, which belongs to weaver, it's a more valuable rope, and now you're going to do that. We know you're going to take the rope off, and you're going to need it for other things, need it for the weaver. There's no issue of muksa, Mr. Burr says, because stam chevel, it's in the house, is mukhan to be used for other purposes, not just for weaving. But the Mechaber is the chevel, the alma, general chevel, a cheaper rope. There is a chashash, you can leave it there long term. And therefore, will be also tied to the avus and to the para, both on Shabbos. However, like the Mechaber, if it's tied to the avus, now you want to tie it to the para, or vice versa, that's mutter in any rope, even a cheaper rope, because since one of the ends is already tied from before, that's probably the end you'll keep long term, and the new knot you're tying now would probably just be short term. Mr. Burr says that any knot that's frequent that people decide to leave it there forever, even though originally when you made the knot, you did not plan leaving there forever, it's still also the Rabban, we're afraid you're going to decide to leave it there long term, and therefore certain straps in the pants they used to tie that often were left there long term for the lifetime of the pants, it's also a tie on Shabbos. Oichle behema, animal food, you allow tie on Shabbos, different types of gemi, different types of rope, it was lach, then it was mutter, if it was cash, stubble, or something that that could stay like that long term, it was aser. It's beyond the scope of today's discussion. Also, Pesach Chavolim, somebody who ties together, ropes together a rope, all different strands to make a rope, he's Chayim Mishum Kosher, and somebody who does a rope, and he's not doing it to Mekalko, he's doing it rather for constructive purpose, he's Chayim Mishum Matir. Told of Kosher Matir.